Now, will you notice, he goes on to say here, for though there be that are called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be godsmen and lordsmen, a lot of idols about, but to us there is but one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him. Now, these things are just merely called God. Now, yonder in the city of Corinth was the temple to Apollo. I've stood in the ruins of that temple. And not long ago, and as I stood there, I thought of this passage of Scripture. There had been stuff brought in, offered to Apollo. There's a big image, an idol of Apollo there. And that's nothing. Whether the meat was brought in from the slaughterhouse and put in the meat shop, or whether it was brought by this idol and put there for a little while, it wouldn't make any difference. An idol is nothing. An instructed Christian knows that. They just merely call God. Now listen to Paul now. But to us, there is but one God. To us today, and this is the affirmation now of Paul. Now, verse 7, howbeit, there is not in every man that knowledge. You see, the fellow today that calls himself the spiritual Christian and the separated Christian is really the fellow that doesn't have the knowledge. Oh, he says you can't do that. May I say to you, well, what do you mean I can't do that? Well, he doesn't think you can. And there were those in Corinth that were offended by these people who invited them to dinner and then offered them meat that was sacrificed to idol. Well, they knew that idol is nothing, but these others, they're separated. They say, ooh, we wouldn't touch it. But their separation is not due to spirituality, it's due to ignorance. Paul says here, howbeit, there is not in every man that knowledge. For some with conscience of the idol unto this hour eat it as a thing offered unto an idol, and their conscience being weak is defiled. They are the weak ones. Actually, the carnal Christians. But they just are offended by that sort of thing, and they'd criticize you, or they'd gossip about you if you do that thing, you see. Now, Paul puts down here a great principle, and here it is. But meat commendeth us not to God, for neither, if we eat, are we the better. Neither if we eat not are we the worse. Now, meat hasn't anything to do with it. You remember Simon Peter was in that group. He'd been brought up certain things unclean. And when that sheet let down to heaven, and the Lord says to him, rise, slay and eat. Simon Peter says, not so, Lord. Calling him Lord and at the same time not obeying him. He says, I've never eaten anything unclean. Lord says, don't you call anything unclean that I've called clean. No longer do I even make that distinction between clean and unclean animals. You can eat any animal you want to, if you want to eat it. Down in San Antonio, Texas, I'm told it can rattlesnake. Now, if you're going to have rattlesnake for dinner, don't invite me over. Because really and truly, it's not that it has anything to do with religion. But it sure does have a lot to do with a weak stomach. I just don't think I could go that at all. It's a great principle, whether you eat meat, whether you're not. Meat won't commend you to God. You can do as you please in this connection. This is the liberty that a Christian has.